ورحمة الله وبركاته، السيد رئيس اللجنة، أصحاب السعادة.
Thank you very much, Chair. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, I would like to offer my gratitude for the kind invitation that allows us to participate in the annual work of this UN Forum on Business and Human Rights. During recent years, this forum has achieved a great deal. And so we are in a session that calls upon me to participate as a head of a global coalition, but also as a defender of human rights in my region. Over the past 20 years, I have worked in this area, and I'm now at the head of a national committee for human rights in Qatar. Please allow me to propose the organization of a regional forum similar to this international forum so that we can highlight progress achieved in business and human rights in the light of the challenges that we see today in our region. I believe the human rights institutions today have a role to play on the national level, notably on the 9 key areas that we're currently working on, the cluster of issues around human rights. And perhaps it would be appropriate to recall that in our region, legislation is linked to and highlights social responsibility of corporations, CSR, with the goal of promoting human rights. This to be simultaneous with discourse and dialogue and appropriate legislation. The legislative framework and the accountability systems should be robust and adequate. In our region, like many others in the world, we need 2 things. First, to develop national plans of action for business and human rights. This is critical, and it is a weak link in our region. Programs and policies are often missing. Second, we need a legislative framework that protects human rights in the corporate environment. This is the case in many countries across the world. It would be also interesting to take the opportunity, as I said at the beginning of my statement, to organize a regional forum. We could shore up the links between countries in the region and countries of the Gulf to work together. Countries need to protect people from violations of human rights committed by third parties, notably corporations, on the territory of each state. Victims should have access to justice through established mechanisms, whether they are legal or otherwise. We need to put in place a legally binding instrument. Until that is done, the international community and the regions itself, alongside the international community and national human rights institutions, should ensure that we are working towards codes of conduct focused on human rights. We need to conduct more studies to study the impact of human rights violations in corporations. We need to have a follow-up mechanism, surveillance systems, regular reporting. Businesses themselves must have obligations and they must meet their responsibilities, without forgetting that governments have a key role to play. Human rights are a critical value for all of us, and it's vital for us to act. I apologize if I've spoken too long. Many thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much, Excellency Miriam Abdullah Alatia, Chairperson of the Global Alliance for the National Human Rights Institutions, for giving us those perspectives on what Ghana is doing and what the state of Qatar is doing in promoting the implementation of the UNGPs. I think those remarks lead us to understand, and you specifically talked about the need for much more collaboration through a regional forum on business and human rights, and definitely I'm sure the UNDP is happy to hear that that point. So I will turn it over now to UNDP's business and human rights expert for the Regional Bureau for Arab States, Takwa Tayari.